Good morning. We're continuing on Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chaf Beis, which deals with the Halacha of Malaben, and we just saw Siman Tes and Siman Yud. We mentioned at the end of Siman Ches that we need to go back and talk about what is written there in the light of what we saw in Siman Tes and Siman Yud. So, in the Siman Shin Beis, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Beis, Siv Zion, this halach is brought down, that if there's tit on a beged, you can rub it from the inside, which will cause it to fall off, because it doesn't look like you're doing a ma'isa malaben. By machutz, it's going to be a problem. But you can make garib b'tziparin. And there's a difference between when there's an issue of teichin, if the mud has dried or not. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So there is this idea that we're going to allow the person to be megarit with his tziparin because it's not considered a malabein. So the question is, why should we understand that? That the chara, there should be, this is, you know, the Taz allows this idea of removing. In a case where there's no teichin issue, there's just a rishum of the tzair of the tit, a person that can be mekel and remove it. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Chara, why is it considered malabin? Because you're being mitzachseich the beged, you're cleansing the beged." So in the Bir Halacha there, in Siman, Dibur Maskel Dahavi Teichin in Sif Zion. He raises this question. He raises the question, how can this be better than what we just saw in Siman Yud, where a person takes something which is clean, and by rubbing it together, he causes it to brighten it, and we said that that's usur. So taking a beggar which has a rishim of tzoya on it, a rishim of tit, and rubbing that off, how can that be a case where something is not dirty at all, and just adding the brightening through the process of rubbing it is also something which has a rishim of tit on it, so there's an element of lichluch there, and rubbing it off is going to be mutter. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says you're allowed to be megarib tziparin to remove the tit. So it has to put on a case where there's maybe some rishim of the tit which is left behind, so it's not really fully cleaned. Then furthermore, he says, in what we saw in Siman Tes, where you have, according to Rashi, if you have dust on a beged, and you shake off the dust, the person is going to be chayav for that. Even though there's no water, it's just shaking it off. So shaking off dust is chayiv, and taking a rishim of tit, which is on the beged, and rubbing it off with your fingernail is mutter. It's difficult to understand such a thing. Furthermore, even though Rashi only said his halacha by a beged, which is chadash and shachar, that's because over there the dust does not really bother people. It's not considered a tikkun in people's minds. You're dealing with a beggar which is older already, and the dust has become somewhat embedded. Or it's a light color, you don't really notice the dust so much. But the rishim of the tit on the beggar, which people do not like, the derech b'nei adam is to be makbid on it. Over here, everybody should agree that that's going to be a problem. That removing it is considered a form of malabin. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah has difficulty with the opinion of the Taz based on these two dinim, what we saw in Siman Yud and we saw in Siman Tes. And that's where the Mishnah Berurah stands, leave it amis, that it's going to be usur. With possibly just arguing at least that if you want to do Ayat Yaakum, there's what to be makel, but otherwise, one should not do so for himself for sure. And even Ayat Yaakum, it's not clear that that's going to be mutter. from the position of the Mishnah Berurah. So we clarify the Mishnah Berurah's opinion. That seems to be a very logical approach to this halacha. The Taz has presented it difficult to understand. So it seems to be the halacha lemaisa follows the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not want to accept this heter. Have a good day.